Paxton arrests a legal alien who stole Texas child's identity and Medicaid benefits. Texas border business. Attorney General Ken Paxton announced the arrest of Antonio de Jesus Moreno Escobar, an illegal alien who stole the identity of a Texas minor, which caused the child to lose access to critical Medicaid healthcare benefits. Escobar is currently being held on an ICE detainer. This case is a disturbing example of how illegal aliens drain our resources, hurt innocent Texans, and even deprive children of vital health care, said Attorney General Paxton. My office will ensure that illegal aliens who exploit our systems and target our families face the full force of the law. Escobar purchased falsified documents for just $120, which included a stolen Social Security number, Texas ID card, and a fraudulent green card. He then used the identity of a then 13-year-old boy from Hutto, Texas, to gain employment at 7 separate businesses across the greater Houston area over a 3-year period. The scheme was discovered when the victim's mother received notification that her son's Medicaid coverage was being terminated due to income fraudulently reported in his name. Since 2020, the MFCU has recovered more than $1 billion in settlements, judgments, and restitution for Texas taxpayers. The MFCU receives 75% of its funding from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under a grant award totaling $22,792,664 for fiscal year 2024. The remaining 25%, totaling $7,597,553, is funded by the state of Texas. Over the last 5 years, the OAG's MFCU has achieved an extraordinary return on investment of 2,889% for Texas taxpayers.